In this prayer to our comforting God, you are invited to echo the words of the leader or to add words of your own to our Lord.
God, I am so weary in my soul. God, I cry out, come and make me whole. Prayer of despair, lest my heart grow weary in its part. Lest I wander, God protect my heart.
From Psalm 61, verses 1 through 8. Hear my cry, O God. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. I will sing praises to your name forever.
Scared of all these bills. God, I cry, how can I pay these bills? Hear my prayer of despair, lest my heart grow weary in its part. Lest I wander, God protect my heart.
From Jesus' words in Matthew 8, verses 26 to 34. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow.
God, I am so worried about health. God, I cry, I'm scared of
2 Corinthians 5, verses 2 through 9, New Living Translation. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, when we die and leave these bodies, we will have a home in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long for the day when we put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. For we will not be spirits without bodies, but we will put on new heavenly bodies. Our dying bodies make us groan and sigh, but it's not that we want to die and have no bodies at all. We want to slip into our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by everlasting life. God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. So our aim is to please Him always, whether we are here in this body.